Okay, we're both saying, we saw the Gemara yesterday about Shtei Sukkos Shayotzvim, Pnimis and Nechitzona. The Pnimis is no good as a Sukkah, Chayeves the Mezuzah. The Chitzona is a kosher Sukkah, Pturmina Mezuzah. The Gemara has a question regarding Mezuzah. Let the Chitzona be Chayev based on Beis Shar. The Gemara gives the Teretz. We had different explanations of the Chiyuv Beis Shar. But in terms of the Inyan of Sukkah, so we have the tour of the Pnimis, and the question is, why is it Pater? The Rashi learns that you lack a heker of Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. What is the case of Shtei Sukkos Shayotzvim? Rashi explains that the Pater would live it for extended period in the inner booth, in the inner Sukkah. That's where he would store his things, that's where he would live. And the outer part of the Sukkah, the outer Sukkah, Rashi says he would work. Meshuch Narcha just says he would use that to sell. And therefore, the outer sukkah would count as a sukkah because there's no chesaron in the yeshiva. The yeshiva is nikkur. It wasn't made the same sukkah's mitzvah. That's the shita of Shammai. We hold like Beis Hillel. You don't need it to be done the same mitzvah sukkah. So as long as there isn't a problem in the yeshiva itself, it's nikkur that it's a yeshiva sukkah because you don't live there all year round. That's where the chitzon is kosher, and the Pnimis, on the other hand, is a problem because you lack the heker. We explained that the lack of heker starts off as a problem in the yeshiva itself, in the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is simply about not being yotze because the yeshiva, the lashon of the Gemara is ein a sukkah, could be based on the fact that it's not a heker in the yeshiva, so such a sukkah is disqualified inherently. What kind of a psul is it? So many of the mefarshim, the Primagadim, the Bach, they assume that according to Rashi, it's only a psul drabana. That's a little bit mashma, perhaps, in the lashon of Rashi too. Rashi says that by the chitzona, mishum hekera de mitzvah lekel meisar. I don't know. The lashon to me sounded also like that idea, lekel meisar. That the problem, if it would have existed by the chitzona, which it does exist by the penimis, the problem would be it's aser. It's aser, meaning it's a psul rabbanan. Lekel meisar, you're not allowed to use it to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Anyway, that could be a diuk. But that's what's assumed, that according to Rashi, it's a din drabban. I saw there's a tshuva Rav Moshe in Chel Kerachayim. He thinks that according to Rashi, it's a din doraisa, but again, this is a separate, you can look into it if you wish. Pashtus, it would be a din drabban according to Rashi. The Ran has a different pshat in the problem of the penimis, and for sure, according to the Ran, it's a din doraisa, that it's no good. What exactly is the Ran's pshat? The Ran brings the notion that we have later in the Gemara that you can't have a sukkah that's done with shem otsar to store or to live. We have the sugya of nesarim later on, gzeiras tikra, that people can confuse certain roofs of a sukkah, certain schach, with that of a bayis, and a bayis is a problem. If a person wants to convert their bayis into a sukkah, even if the schach is technically kosher, but there's a problem because the Torah says sukkah. Below base of Shekol Hashana. So the Ran says that's the problem over here, that this is not a sukkah because it can't be a sukkah if it's a bayis. And since you're living there, it's a bayis. The Ran adds the problem of Tasa Velomina Asli, which is again the sugyas later on, that you have to do the asiya in the proper way. You can't take away the problem indirectly. In Memela, you have a sukkah. You have to do an asiya as a sukkah. The Lomina Asli. So we explain how does that have to do with the problem of bayis, that it's kibayis. The Ran says, Mishum Davidu Ladira Bahavilo Kibayis, the Ika Mishum Tasav Lomina Asli, Kilomar Vlomidam Asli La Otsar. So again, if you see the sugi later on, it seems to be as follows. If they're not for the Tasav Lomina Asli problem, so good, you have an Asiya, it wasn't done as a sukkah, it was a bayis. The Maisa, is it omade right now? What's it omade for? It's omade for a bais. Come sukkahs. And now you designate in your mind your yeshiva should be as a sukkah. It should be a sukkah for you. So now it's omade for a sukkah. What's the problem? You know, it's the fact that in your mind you want it to be a sukkah. So now the problem of bais is it should be omade to be a sukkah, not designated as something else. Now you designated it. What's the problem? Teretz says, no, but you can't just Memela have it be designated. The designation, L'shem Sukkah, has to be a result, a function of an asiyah, L'shem Sukkah. If the original asiya was not for silka, was for bayis, then you can't it can't convert memela. That which it has to be only to be a silka, not a bayis, has to be a direct function of the asiya. It can't be memela. That's l'chor why the Ran says also the tasav lomina asri. Okay, just to go over one more nekudat from the end of shir yesterday. Seemingly, why does Ran say different than Rashi? Why does Rashi say different than the Ran in terms of the problem of penimis? So, as far as why the Ran doesn't say Rashi's pshat, I think the chora that's not a problem because the Ran doesn't have to accept the whole premise of Rashi. Where do we find this idea that you have to have the structure has to have in it that the yeshiva should be nikkur l'shem sukkah? Where do we find that? We brought a tour in Hilchos Sukkah that the notion the Torah wants it to be in Chodesh. In Chodesh Tishrei, it should be more of a hecker. So therefore, there could be such an Issa Drabbanan based on that idea. But it's not like the Ran has to embrace that idea that you sold. Number one. And number two, even if it's true, it's only Issa Drabbanan. And the Ran felt that there's a more substantial problem here. The problem is that it's near Kibayis. It's Beso. And therefore, the Ran gave the pshat that he gave. The difficulty is the other way around. Why didn't Rashi understand pshat like the Ran? If the Ran's pshat is a Daraisa, and we assume Rashi's only Drabbanan, and Rashi himself does, in fact, talk about such a problem, that's what Tosis quoted in Davdeis from the Rashi later on by Zeras Tikra, that if you have a house, and now you want to use it as a sukkah, even if Tzchach is kosher, it's Gidui Karka, and so on, it's not going to work, because the Torah says sukkah, below Beso Shel Kol Hashana. Rashi said that. And so too in the case over there in the later mission of by Tasvom Naasli by Otsar. So Rashi himself does hold you can't have a sukkah that was made l'shem bayis l'shem Otsar. It has to be a sukkah. So that's a psul deraisa. So why did Rashi have to come to this new idea of a psul because of a lack of a heker? Why did Rashi do that? So the Bach. We'll see more about the Bach in terms of the Hemshech and the Gemara that comes follows. But the Bach says in Tafesh Lamed Hey, we'll see the whole Bach probably at some point. But meanwhile, just the Teda that I gave you. If you want to pass it around, people can pass it around. The Bach says Pshat that. He asked this kasha, Mamish. He says, why didn't Rashi learn Pshat like the Ran? It's really on the next Gemara, so I don't want to take too much yet. We're going to see the Gemara in a minute. They're going to have the same type of issue. It's going to repeat itself, in a sense, by the next piece of Gemara. But Lamaisa, the Ran is going to say what he says over here by the Panimis in terms of the next piece of Gemara with the Ganvach. The Ran himself is Maram is now to what he's going to say later. Kidamina besamoch. Right, the Ran, the very last words of the Ran says, Kidamina besamoch. The Ran is going to learn the next Gemara al derech what he says over here, and Rashi is going to say different pshat in the next piece of Gemara. We haven't read it yet, and the question is, why didn't Rashi learn like the Ran? Right, that's what's bothering the Bach. After all, Rashi himself subscribes to the problem of that it has to be a sukkah, not a bayis. So the bottom line here on your first sheet, "V'tzarach lomer d'sfirei l'Rashi," says the Bach, "the kosher sichich k'derech shemesachin l'tzel, afis sicha l'dira namik shera, sherei shem tzchach alei she'asu yiluyos tzel." Now, to the extent that you have here what you could call a sukkah, it has trappings of a sukkah. It has the kavana with tzel. It looks like a sukkah. It's somewhat arai. It's doing what a sukkah does. The whole impression that you get here is a sukkah, not a bayis. So the fact that you might be living there, Rashi would never hold it. That would be the problem of below beis shekoshan. That's the chiddush of the Bach. So I, Rashi says, by Gzeras Tikra, sukkah machmana below diras shekoshan mos hashana. So he says that's because we're talking about nesarim, talking about planks. So that, you can see, that looks like a house. Technically, it's Gidui Karka, but it looks like a house. It's a kind of roof that you'd have for a house. So that's where Rashi said that the problem would exist, that it's base, so it's not sukkah. It's called a bayis. It looks like a bayis. It has trappings of a bayis. Then he brings the other Rashi, by Chotit Begadish. Rashi says, Kibayis bi'alma, So even though there it really looks like a sukkah, so the Bach has to read into that. That's just a dugma. Just like Bais is psulab, it's not a sukkah, so too, this is not a sukkah, it's an otzer. So he has to, that Rashi is a little forced. But then he comes with his, but until now he wasn't talking about sukkah hayotzim, he's talking about the later Gemara. Now he brings the Rai from our case that we're asking. But v'teida, says the Bach, v'teida, shrigabi sukkah shayotzim, it's in the third line here on the second side. Sukkah shel yotzrim da penimis ein a sukkah. Pirush Rashi mishum de einon nikar shadarba l'shem mitzvah sukkah kim shadarba kol hashana. So Rashi says, what's the problem in the sukkah in the booth of the potters? It's not nikar that you're there l'shem sukkah because you're there all year. V'hashta kasha, here's our kasha. V'lav achinami ein a sukkah dvar Torah. Again, it's mashma. Rashi's problem is the drabbanan. But forget the drabbanan. It's no good midoraisa. You put schach on for the sake of living there. That's where you live. Elavadai, says the Bach, must be a few kedei lader banamik sheret v'atora. Mitzad the problem of doraisa that it's sukkah v'lo beiso. Even though you put schach on it and it's lader ba, that's not called beiso. Came the same sukkah le. The Ein Apsula here says explicitly Eno midrabana mishum Eno nikar. Mishum the Bach it's mefurish that Rashi's. It's telling us Absul Drabanan because of Eina Nikr, but otherwise it's called a sukkah. Ah, you're there living there? You're living in a temporary hut, but it's still it doesn't come under the problem of Velo Beso. Velo Beso means a house. A sukkah is still a sukkah. Even if you do more in the sukkah than you do things that you do in the house in the sukkah, even during the year, but it's not yet the problem of Velo Beso. Zui Das Rashi. Okay, fine. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran disagrees on the next Gemara, the Ran disagrees by the case of Sukkah Shel Yotzrim, as he quotes, goes on to quote, that it's Asuya Lidira V'lo Litzel, and that's the problem, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch quote the reason of Rashi. We wanted to say, perhaps a little bit of a different twist within Rashi, also possible, that why didn't Rashi say the problem of the Ran, that's a Din D'Oraisa, because it's not Beiso, so we wanted to say, that, I mean, according to this, it would come out even if it looks like a sukkah in terms of the trappings of it. But the difference here is something more. True, you live here. True, the Yotzer is living there. More than just sukkahs the rest of the year. But what does he mean living? Okay, he eats, he drinks, he sleeps. But that's not his exclusive address, his exclusive house. He's there for an extended period of time. But he has another house, and he has family, and he goes home to family when he goes home to family, Shabbos, Yontif, whatever it might be. So that's the reason why this could not necessarily fall under the psul of Beiso. Beiso means that it's mamish, your house. Here it could look a little like a sukkah, called temporary, it could be a hut, but it's your house. That can't be a sukkah. According to my pshat, it's not exactly the way the Bach puts it. It's a different word. Here it's really... It's enough of a problem to say that your yeshiva is not nikeres, because you are there rest of the year too, and you're doing the things that you do in the sukkah, you're doing it in this place, in this booth, the rest of the year. So in terms of the chesaron midrabanan, that it's not nikar as a yeshiva, that's for sure a problem. But to say that it has now risen to the status of beso, shoko hashana, that's not true, because you might say you have another home, and you have family there, and that's maybe another thought in terms of this question. Okay, we're going to have more about this to say as we continue in the sugya. So let's do that. Let's continue in the Gemara. Okay, Eitan, yeah.
Rashi
Sulasim
called Yerasobah.
Yeah.
That sounds like called Yerasobah.
Which Rashi talking about? Penimis and the sukkah.
No,
the Chayev is the Mishmita called Yerasobah. No, for sukkah, for mezuzah purposes. As long as it's a bay, as long as you're functioning, using it as a functional dira. Person has a second home. Okay? Or even a secondary home, a second home. Of course, it's called dirasuba. You're living there. For purposes of mezuzah, that's what you have. Rashi's talking about mezuzah. In the earlier Rashi says, Rok tashmisho sudasa b'sheinasosha. Yeah, you live there. But again, it doesn't mean he lives only there. It doesn't mean I'm not muchrach, I'm just suggesting a thought. This could be a vort in Rashi. I mean, it's mistaver in Baal Batish, it's mistaver that way. He doesn't take his family into the inner booth and have his seder there for Pesach night and whatever. And he has a home. But because he's so involved with his work, so he ends up spending, you know, many, many days, maybe even most of the year, you might even say, away from the family. Okay? That's kachase. He's a workaholic, and that's what he does. But meanwhile, that's not really his primary address, even if that's when he's spending more hours. But therefore, it's not called Vesa. Okay, I'll cope on it. Let's see the next piece. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have a Bryce. Ganvach. This is an acrostic, an acronym for what four types of sukkah? Sukkas goyim, sukkas nashim, sukkas behema, sukkas kusim. So these are the four types of sukkah that correspond to the four letters of ganvach. And then they add sukkah mikol makom, which is a fifth category. Something more, substandard in some way, mikol makom, something less than ideal. All these cases, kshera. But then there's a proviso, uvavachtem sukhachas keuchasa, which the Gemara is going to proceed to explain what that means. What are these cases? Rashi explains, sukas goyim, shasuya laduba bimosacham. So, Pashup Shah here is, the sukkah was made for non-Jews who live there during many months of the year, summer months. So what is it exactly? It's not obviously made l'shem chag, l'shem sukkas achag. That's the most obvious point here. And the chiddush obviously immediately is the fact that you don't need it to be made l'shem sukkas achag, not like Beis Shammai. That's obviously part and parcel of this chiddush. So that's sukkas goyim. The others Rashi doesn't explain, but we can conjecture. Sukkas nashim. Here I saw in the rivav in the back, next to the ran, it says women used to be in this booth. They would weave. Sukkas nashim she'orgos bahanashim. Okay, so women would do their thing there. They'd be weaving. So they had a booth that was made for them. Again, it's not l'shem mitzvah sukkah. It was just a booth that was used for this, for the women to use, you know, to do certain things. Sukkas behema, again, the animals have some shade there. Or they have, you know, they have this booth where the animals would be situated. And sukkas kusim, again, the point being, it was not l'shem mitzvah sukkah. And then we have sukkah mikol makom, which we'll have to explain what that's coming to speak about. And then there's one condition, however. So it's kasher, because you don't need it to be l'shem mitzvah. Sukkah mikol makom, Rashi says, afil p'chusa me'elu, something substandard, even less than what we just said, is also good. U'kamim first, ma'hi, what's that referring to? What is the condition that's necessary, however? Uvat sh'tem misilcheches kehilchasa. It has to have schach with a certain standard of schach kehilchasa. Says the Gemara, my kehilchasa. What is it meant by kehilchasa? Amrav Chizda, v'hu sh'asar l'tzel, period. What? It has to be asar l'tzel. What's going on? What's the question? What's the teretz? Says Rashi, my kehilchasa. What's bothering the Gemara? My asar l'shmi'inan. What is coming, what's he coming to teach me? He says, it has to be misulcheches kilchas. You have to have the appropriate kosher schach. What's the chiddush? The ilush chetehei tzilasim u'mechamasa u'bedavash ha'kosher l'sachich bo. If you tell me that it means to say that you need to have more tzel than chama, and it has to be made of the what's kosher for schach, material that's kosher for schach, pshita, that is obvious that a sukkah will need that, and these sukkos that we just mentioned will need it. Atu mishum dereya b'mila achrinaisa shelo nasus l'shem sukkah tiskasher apitzulos. In other words, why would you think differently if every sukkah, even that doesn't have this chesaron that we just talked about in these cases, it just made for whatever purposes, for kusim, for nashim, for whatever, for goyim, and so on, the hema l'maisa, you have to have schach kasher. You have to have more tzel. If and it has to be meradavar kasher l'schach. So what if you tell me that over here? That's what's bothering the Gemara in the question. So what is it coming to tell me it's unique to this sukkah day? It's kasher, it passes the test, it will work, even though it's not the shame, it's a sukkah. But you need to have a certain condition. What is that? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Amrav Chizda, so the answer is, shasol with sale. Zot Rashi pshat, and here we're going to have many, many pshatim, several pshatim understanding, at least three pshatim, the Rishonim. So we'll go with Rashi first. Haikil chasa de ka'amar hu shemisulcheches yofe. Has to be very, very nicely covered. Suchaches yofe. The kilchasa sounds like the kil means yofe. Exactly what does that mean? The mukcha milsa, that it can be clear when you see the amount of schach, shasiyasa harishona letzel haisa. That when they put the schach on, it was for the sake of tzel, of protection, shade. As opposed to what? Says Rashi, velo letznius bi'alma. And not just for the create the sense of privacy. Tznius bi'alma, sometimes tznius is not just a function of the walls, but to have the covering on top gives you more of a sense of being enclosed and private. So it could be that person would put schach on, and the agenda would be for tznius bi'alma. And not, let's say, not to protect. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking to make sure that it was letzel. Where does this standard come from? Rashi doesn't tell us, but Rashi emphasizes what is not required and what is required. The af al gab the sukkah l'shem chag lo bi'inan. So you don't need sukkah l'shem chag, says Rashi. Oh, but what do you need? L'shem sukkah bi'inan. Now Rashi begins to touch up what we just said. What is this halacha of letzel? It doesn't have to be l'shem chag. That's Beis Shammai. But what do you need? L'shem sukkah. So what's called a sukkah? If it's letzel, letzel means that it's protecting, and that's what the reason for it. You put the tzachach there from the heat. So what does it mean, first of all, pashup shat? And so what's the yekil chasa? Kil chasa means what? Tzilasim mechamasa? No. So then what is the indication? What about the tzachach is indicating? So Rashi says yofeh. So what does it mean? In what sense? What?
Like a person's kavana when they put the schach on?
No, but you don't know the kavana. You're looking at the schach and you're going to read the kavana into the, from this, reading the schach, you're going to be able to read into this kavana. That's what it sounds like. You're not asking the person. It sounds like you need a certain, it has to appear a certain way, the schach has to be a certain way. Kilchasa, misuchach yafeh, demukcha milsa. The mukha milsa doesn't come from asking the person and getting an answer. The mukha milsa comes from looking at the schach. So what would that mean?
So is Rashi saying when you're only looking back after the fact? Like, what if the guy says, like, oh, I did it with sale? Like, or is this only the...
No, could be guy's not around. I mean, this was made. This was you. Don't forget, you're not talking about... You don't even know who made it. It's sukkas goyim, sukkas nashim. It's out there. So there's no one to ask. The terrorist is, you look at the schach, and if it's quote unquote misulcheches yafeh, then you know it wasn't letznius, it was letzel. What does that mean practically? What does that mean? It sounds like, again, I know there are different ways to learn, but I'm chur, it seems to me, sosem u'mechamsa means 51% sale, 51% schach, I should say, which is sosem. But if you see 51%, schach, a person could put 51% schach and be letznius bi'alma. Because as far as tznius, so that they get that. They get a sense of privacy from the having a little more schach. Technically there's still some meruba, but that would not be good. Because you need that it should be l'shem tzel. So how would you know? So the answer is, you're going to see 80%, 85%. I don't know exactly the cutoff. But the Misucheches Yafeh, I think, is percentage. I don't think, what else could it be? The way that it's laid out, I don't know. How would you know exactly But maybe that too. But I think if there's a certain critical mass of schach that's there, you know it's been put there to protect, to shield from the heat. Whereas something less than that, then it could well have been from tznius, and then it's not mukcham milser l'tzeil. So it comes out that the kilchas is an interesting taich. The kilchas doesn't mean halachic, but it makes proper. You know, like halacha, like mishpat. The word mishpat sometimes means yasal kamishpat. You know, halacha means a certain, you know, prototype, a certain, you know, yafet. It should be proper, a certain way. The kilchas, according to Rashi, means a certain amount that you can now say, oh, from that I know that it was put l'shem tzeil. This is the taich, but what is the idea behind this? Now we have to understand it. L'shem mitzvah sukkah you don't need. What do you need? L'shem tzeil. Rashi's lashon, keep in mind. L'tzeil the mikri sukkah. The avod of the sukkah l'shem chagol be'inan l'shem sukkah be'inan l'tzeil the mikri sukkah. Yeah, Isaac. Yeah.
Could it be? Rabbi didn't want to entertain how it was laid out, but
I'm opening this thing. Yeah.
If it's let's say 51%. And you put it all on one side, so it's, you know, fully 51%.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's made with cell, because there's a spot where you're going where you know that there are no cracks in that spot. You know it's full, but when it's laid out fully, when it's 51%,
it's spread out more sparsely.
Tznius, you're trying to create like a mechitza between.
If it's only, you have to know, I mean, you have to so you slay a pet sarius from the sukkah. If it's a part of it that's mamish chamasa merubas, then you have to deal with the sarayotse. So you have to know how separate that other part is from the part that is tzilsa meruba.
But
you're saying in the way it's spread. Okay, you have to know. I'm hearing it. Some of the way it's spread can also be an indicator. Could be. I think you have to probably be more precise, even though I also have to be more precise. I don't know what the percentages are. But okay, basically, I'm not disagreeing. It could be. There's something about the way, I think it could be both things are relevant. That was the way it's laid out, the distribution, the amount of schach. So were it to be litznius, it would be something different. And the fact that it's done with whatever manner, with the amount of schach, over and above what would necessarily been required in a certain particular way, this indicates that it was done. The chorim is also litzeil. It doesn't mean it's not accomplishing litznius. We'll have to medayik this soon, you know, so vis-a-vis the Ran. But the chorim, you can already be medayik it now. The Bach says this in Furish and Rashi. Just to ask you this question, suppose a person did it litzeil and litznius. What would Rashi hold? I think you have to say it's okay, because how can you tell me if he did it in the manner of litzeil that he didn't have tznius is also part of their agenda? It's mukham milsa, it's only litzeil. I don't have a mukham milsa, it's only for sale. All I can know is that it's mukham milsa that it was for sale, because where if it's tznius, you wouldn't have had to do it the way you did it. You would put a less chach, it would have been also kosher. So all I can extrapolate from here is that it was that litzeil was also part of the agenda. So Muchach and Rashi, Tzel and Tznius is fine. Again, exactly the Nafkamina would have been, I don't know exactly, but the basic idea is that the amount of Schach, the way it's laid out, all this is an indication that there was also an agenda with Tzel, and that's what we need here. To explain this a little bit better, we'll see in a minute, but L'chor, this is the basic outline. Yeah, Yaakov or Rafi, who's first? Yaakov, yeah.
Didn't we learn earlier that Rashi holds that the schach, the light opens up at the bottom of the sukkah, at the bottom of the at
it
the
spreads
front of the sukkah.
More down, yes.
Yeah, and we said that Sotzos Mirba can't mean 51-49, because if it did, then it would be more sound on the floor.
So 51-49
below. We say it's a significantly high percentage by just Sotzos Mirba?
When I say 51-49, I mean whatever it's going to come down to, whatever the taich of the Sotzos Mirba means, after everything it's going to, if it's 50-50 above, it'll be a problem. Below, because it'll be more chama. So okay, so enough that you have enough more tzelamata. Okay,
so more than that.
Yeah. But you need more than that too. In other words, whatever would have been enough for tzilsa meruba would not be mukham milsa that was tzel, because that much could have also been it could have been exclusively for tznius. You need something above that, far above that, in order to say that clearly the agenda included tzel. Just because it's kosher, if I say I have in mind sale, it could be tzilsa meruba and the bare bones, and it's fine. But it's not mukham milsa. because that amount could have been for tznius. Once I get to a certain critical mass, something more than that, again, then it becomes clear that it was litzel, and that's what's necessary. We have to expand this svar. What exactly is behind this idea? I don't need to say mitzvah sukkah, but I need litzel. Where does it say this? It's a pasuk. Rashi doesn't quote a pasuk. Beis Shammai quoted a pasuk that you need to say mitzvah sukkah. That's the Gemara Daf Tes, the Psukim. Where does this idea come from?
Why does Rashi not quote a pasuk? He says chorif is
pasuk. Good. So Rashi is meramis to a pasuk. Good. Good. Very good. Rashi is meramis to a pasuk. Utzel with the mikri sukkah shesocheches minachorif. What pasuk is Rashi meramis to? With zera and avdeis. Good. Very good. So Zera says sukkah to utzel yom mechorif. Even though, as Rashash points out, the Gemara's docha, the others don't accept on Zera's drasha because Haholi Mosam Mashiach. No. But Rashi feels, even the Ramban also quoted it, that there is something in that pasuk that tells me the definition. So it's the drasha that Zera does, what he runs with it, that already you can't take too much out of the pasuk in Mosam Mashiach. But the Maisa, there's something in that pasuk that does indicate. Rafi, I'll take in a second. Lashon Harash, when he quotes Rashi, he quotes another pshat, we'll get to that, but he quotes Rashi a few words. He says, V'hu sha'asa l'tzel l'slonein tachteha mechorev u'mimatar avu l'tzniyusa bi'alma ein shem sukkah alei. So here we're getting to something. I mean, the pasuk is a gili milsa, perhaps. What Rashi's saying here is ein shem sukkah alei. Sukkah means it has to be litzel. There's another Rashi, which I want you to look at in the Gemara later, but there's a line of that long Rashi, that sugya of Hasel Abna Asri, Chadaha, Rashi's Lashon there, just Toch HaDvarim, which is take that line of Rashi. Rashi says, to the end of that Rashi, the problem of Otsar, the Huasi Omid Belolish, and Belolish Shame Staff Shel Tzel, then the Heavy Shame Sukkale. What do you see in the Lashon of Rashi? The notion of having Staff Shel Tzel is the Heavy Shame Sukkale. Vafilu Shame Sukkah Shaina Shel Chag, El Kabayis Bialma. In other words, there's two standards. There's a standard of Beis Shammai, and that's called Sukkah Shel Chag. Beis Hillel doesn't accept that standard. But there is a standard that you need Shel, and that's because without that, it's not called what? It's not called a Sukkah. That's the Lashon of the Rashi. V'lo Hashem Shach Shel Tzel, din Ehev Hashem Sukkah Lei. Through Shach Shel Tzel, Hashem Sukkah. And that was the Lashon of the Rashi. When he quoted our Gemara, the Rashi, again, let's use the Alma Ancient Sukkah. So just touch this up for a second. I'll take you a second. The Rafi has to come first. The Pshat is when you put it for a particular agenda, let's say Tznius. So what is it? It's a Makom of Tznius. The definition of the Makom is what your thought was when you laid the Schach there. For it to be called a sukkah, it has to be that what you did was you created a schach for hagana, for protection. If that's what you're thinking, and that's what you put there, then that's what you have. Again, the pasuk Rashi's meram is to sukkah tiyotel yom mechorev. So, but that's all you need, because you have to have a sukkah. You don't even have a drasha di sukkah l'shem chag, that's Beis Shammai. But you have to have that for it to be called a sukkah, the schach had to be placed there l'shem tzel. Then I have a sukkah, because a sukkah means, like the name sukkah, has to be with protection from the sun. Tznius is not called hagana. Tznius is another idea, it's something else. But it's not a sukkah. That's the word in this Rashi of Rav Chisda. V'hu sha'asuya l'tzel, Shasa Litzel, meaning that's why it's a sukkah. It's defined as a sukkah because you put it there for tzel. If you put it with sneers, it's something else. It's not called, don't call it a sukkah. That's this chidush that you have in this case of Ganvach. Yeah, Rafi.
Back on the, you're saying what Mishkafach and Yafa could mean?
Yeah.
Or what Isaac was saying, that the Gemara slash Mishnah Chafi is talking about Sukkah and Nia.
Yeah.
Which is Sukkah that feels smooth, but it's arranged in a way that it doesn't a lot of sales, so we're actually the same.
Lafuki Sukkah Nia, good, what the example. Yeah, that, in other words, which is kosher, right?
Yeah, that's kosher.
You think, but that's assuming that you did a good sale, but now we're saying if you don't know who did it, it's just Sukkah's Goyim, Sukkah's Nashim, and so on, and then it's a Sukkah Nia, that would be an example. That would be technically kosher if I knew it was good sale, but I don't know anything, so then it would be a problem. Could be, because it could be good news. Could be. Good example. Good mashal. Yeah, it's hard to know for sure. Rashi doesn't say what the kilchaz, and there are other pshatim in Rashi too. It could be nafka mina. It could be tzilsam ruba, but it could be nafka mina. The schach is pasul otherwise, but we'll leave that. Let's learn sofer this way. Well, he asked your bosai a simple question. Eitan, you first. Yeah, go.
When we're discussing the source for pasul Rashi, isn't it from the pasul go to
pasul? That's the pasul mina usli issue. But I'm talking about the fundamental problem that it can't be with tznius. If it's made with tznius, even though it's technically kehilchos schach in terms of the material, in terms of the amount of schach, but it was placed there with tznius the alma, so we say it's not a sukkah. I ask you, where does it say that? Where does it say that? So we're saying it says it because that's the definition of sukkah. So I ask you a simple question, Rav Osei. Rav Chisda's pshat was prompted by a question. My kilchasim. What would we have thought kilchasim meant? That it has to conform to Hilchos Sukkah in general. Tzilsa meruba, davar she'enu mekabel tuma, gidula min ha'aretz. Rashi says, but the Gemara can't accept that because that din is true everywhere. That din is true everywhere. Yeah, you always need to have kosher schach, and it has to be more tzel than chama. So what are you telling me over here? Because the sukkah has some problems to it, because it's sukkah's goyim, it's sukkah's nashim, it's sukkah's behem, it's not done for a sukkah. So you might think that you can do away with the basic halacha that you always need. Can't be. So what does it mean? Because of Chizda says, it means tassal tzel. Which is what? Which says that a sukkah has to be l'shem tzel, although it's not called a sukkah. As opposed to Tznius B'Alma. That halacha is unique to Ganvach. Chor, that halacha is also true all the time. So what have we gained? It should have bothered you. You read the Gemara. Like, what have we gained? Seemingly, that's always a problem. So again, why do you have to tell it to me? Let me ask you another question. Maybe one question will answer the other, but Sukkah l'mal me'asir mama, psula, but there are maybe cases that could be kosher, according to some manda amrim, right? According to Rabba, according to Rav Zeira, you have cases that will be kosher. According to Rabba, it's funnest magis l'schach, doesn't have the pamul sota be'ena. And according to Rabba, it's only a problem for technical reason, because it's keva, but fundamentally it would be kosher, if not for that problem. But there really isn't sale, right? So it's fanos, Rav Zeira pointed out. It's not sin. So, but how could it be kasher? Without the problem of keva, it would be kasher. And according to Rabbi Sholto Ba'ena, I mean, if it's a case of fanos that reached the schach, it would be kasher. But it's not sale. It's not with sale. I'm not giving you sale. Or a variation of the kasher. You make a sukkah ba'ashtiros karnayim. Any sale? No tzel, right?
No.
No tzel. It's a valley. So how do you have a kasher sukkah? Not tzel. So the Gemara talks about the case. It says, Dal ashtiros kanai me'acha, you'd have tzel. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, the Gemara doesn't mean practically that you put it there because you know the ashtiros kanai will disappear and you'll have tzel. No. It's not disappearing. The Gemara just means in a lamdishah perspective, conceptually, that you would have the tzel otherwise. But lamaisa, you can't say you put it with tzel. How do you have a kosher sukkah b'ashtaros karnayim? And the Gemara assumes for sure it's kosher. How do you have a kosher sukkah l'mal miyasim according to Rabbah by Tfanas Magiyos L'schach? I told you, you have to have, it has to be tzel. It's not a sukkah if it's not for tzel. And finally, what I started with, why is this a unique din over here? This is a halacha chora everywhere. Every sukkah has to be litzel. So why is it? What are you saying? Dafke here for bad that he should be kilchas. So what do we see? What do we see from these questions? What it comes out first in the cheshbon and then the svara? Avram?
Well, just in this case it could be that it really wasn't litzel, meaning that it wasn't for the sukkah, but it was just litzel. But those cases, is obviously you made it for the purpose of sukkah.
So you're saying something very important. Those cases, you made it for a sukkah. For sukkah's mitzvah. Comes out, you're saying, let's see the implications of what you're saying. This halacha, that it has to be a tzel, otherwise it's not a sukkah, that's because these cases, these examples are cases where it was not made for Shem sukkah. It's made for other things. But the answer is, be'etzem, you don't have to make Shem sukkah, but it has to be called a sukkah. So how is it called a sukkah? When it's placed, when it's chachazir itzel. But if I make a sukkah l'shem mitzvah, if I make a bashtaras karnayim, or I make it l'mal me'asim, but I'm doing it for sukkah, so the shem sukkah is a function of what? That I did it for sukkahs. It's not the pshat that if I don't have it for sale, it won't be called a sukkah. If I'm making it for sukkah's mitzvah, of course it's a sukkah. You know, it can be a sukkah by virtue, even if it wasn't a shame, it's a sukkah, by virtue of the placing it for sale. Because without that, I don't have a sukkah. I have a place for tznius. I don't have a sukkah. But if I put the schach there, l'shem sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, then I don't have to have in mind l'shem tzel. There's no separate halacha that on top of making the sukkah, the schach, that has to be l'shem tzel. There would be no such halacha. If I'm making it for sukkahs, then it's a sukkah because I'm making it for sukkahs. So both kashas really, one answer is the other. Because it's a situation where it wasn't made for sukkahs, and Elamaya can be machshir a sukkah anyway because we don't hold like Beis Shammai, we don't need it to be l'shem mitzvah sukkah. But what would be necessary to call it a sukkah that it was put there for sale? Then it's called a sukkah. Otherwise, I don't have a sukkah. But if it's possible that I didn't put it for sale, but I put it for a mitzvah sukkah, that's a sukkah too. This chiddush is not my own. The Netziv says it. Rami Sada. I'll take your question when it's in question. It says Mefurish, Pshat in his Gemara. According to Rashi, emerges a chidush, a new chidush, that Yibi'inan davke shenasis lipseo menachore, velo litznius o litachlis achir. That's the chidush that comes out of Rashi's Pshat. It has to be litnasis lipseo menachore, not for litznius. This din is not mentioned in the Rishonim. It could be the Rishonim disagree with Rashi because they hold that even if I put it there to protect from privacy, to create privacy from Ganavim, they call that sale also. We see the Ran has other pshat in the Gemara, what it means. Because they hold sale means b'tzel k'nefecha tastireinu. Protection is also protection, can mean a lot of protection from the sun, from Ganavim. So that's why they don't accept Rashi's Chiddush. But here's the point. The gamla pirush Rashi tzarach lomar says in the tziv, the davka b'shelo nasis l'shem mitzvah be'inan sheyehe asuya l'tzel mechorev. When do we need that it has to be not just hagana from ganavim, but hagana, protection from the sun? If it's not made l'shem mitzvah, it's what you machav into the tziv. Avo, in nasis l'shem mitzvah, vadai d'lo be'inan l'tzel. Sukkas, like Rashi says on base, he calls it Dibra Maschel, Sukkas mitzvah ain't a litzel. Sukkas mitzvah, that's a sukkah because it's Sukkas mitzvah. That's what comes out. That comes out why Rav Chisda needed to tell me, the Brisa needed to tell me over here, that even if I don't need l'shem mitzvah, but since it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah, now I'm going to need that it be placed in sale, otherwise it's not a sukkah. And Rashi's shita is that if it's protection from something other than the sun, that's not called sale. Therefore, it's only called a sukkah by virtue of that. But if it was made l'shem mitzvah, then it's called sukkah because of that. Because I made it l'shem mitzvah. Shmuel.
Are we saying that a sukkah yishana l'mal ma'asir b'tfonos v'giyos is possible?
Or, let's put it this way. A ganvach ba'ash tzvos karnai.
That's possible.
Okay, what comes out in the cheshbon? Sukkah's ganvach ba'ash tzvos karnai. would be pasul, but you wouldn't have such. It would be such a sukkah would not exist. Why?
The whole point of it is to run sale.
You're not going to have sale, yeah. And if it wasn't the same sale, then it's pasul anyway. Manafshach. If it's the same sale, you're not going to gain it. You're not going to gain anything. If it's not the same sale, then it would be pasul regardless, wherever it is. So you would not have such a case. In theory, you're right. Right.
Also, what's something that's a sukkah l'shem chag without sale? If we said, like through like the
I told you, example, ashtuas sukkah b'ashtuas kanai.
The whole job of schach is to give it sale. There's no other thing that it does more than a roof than give it sale. So
I'm saying, but here there's no chama. There's nothing to be protecting from in terms of the sun in ashtuas kanai, right? And in alamal me'asrim, you're not going to gain anything. But the answer is just the fact you constructed the sukkah as mitzvah gives it a shem sukkah. Again, in theory, what you're saying is correct. Ashtaros Kanaim, Ganvach would work, but you're not going to have it. It's not going to exist. This is a chur when it comes out from the Tziv with Fidas Rash. We'll see other Peshatim soon in Rav Chisda, but this is what we have so far. Yeah, I
the same thing applied to Rakbash because.
Let's go. Let's do Rakbash. Let's continue the Gemara. Let's lead us in. Okay. The chur is the same thing. It's going to come out the same thing. This is the first case. These are the four cases so far. Busha Salat Sale. Now the Gemara analyzes the last in the list, after the four of Ganvach. So we added Sukkah Mikom Makom, which means, as Rashi said, Mikom Makom Afil Pchusa Me'elu. We have four cases and we have something substandard, even less than that. So what is being alluded to in that that's also kosher? Says the Gemara, Sukkah Mikom Makom. Some people read it, it's a mistake. Busha Salat Sale Sukkah. Not correct. Behusha Salat Sale, right? That's the period. Now, then there was a fifth. After the four came, the Brisa said, Sukkah Mikom Makom, right? So now you read it, Sukkah Mikom Makom Wasui Mai. So what is the Sukkah Mikom Makom coming to add? Lasuye Sukkas Rakvash. It's coming to include the following four cases, another acronym for four different examples. The Tanu Abanan, and it leads us to a Brisa that has Sukkas Rakvash. What are these four cases? Sukkas Roin. Rashi says, let's just see Rashi for a minute. Rakvash Simen, Roin, Kayotzim, Borginin, Shomrei Peros. That's the four letters. All are cases of shepherds or guards in some way. Shemira. Ukaman Parach, and what I was going to explain later, Maigri Yisayu Dahani Mahanach Deleah. Why do we say the Rakvash cases are somehow less than standard, than the four that we had before, than the Ganvach, the Karle Sukkah Mikom Makom. So what are they? Sukkas Roin, Sukkas Kayotzim, Sukkas Borginin, Sukkas Shomei Peros. Rashi explains, Roin, She'asu Sukkah B'Sade, Reishev B'Tocha, Nipnei Asrav, V'Shomim Tzonam. So they made a booth in the field for the shepherds to be, to protect from the heat, and that's where they watch the sheep. That's Roin. And then you have Kayotzim, Shomei Ketzios, Ashtuchim B'Sadeh L'Yavesh. You have the figs. Today's Tu B'Shvat, everybody, right? Reminder, okay. The figs that were drying out in the field spread out, Shomei Ketzios, and they would get dried out, and people would watch them, and watch them get dry, and when they would be ready to be taken in, they'd be taken in. That's Kayotzim. So they had a little hut of sorts. Sukkas Borginin, Shomri Ha'ir, so they were watching their watchmen. Now Rashi points out, and Sukkas Shomri Peros, right, that's the fourth. V'kuon Yisraelim Heim. Now let's note, in these cases, they're all Jewish people. The shepherds are also Jewish. All these people are Jewish. Avo Sukkazu Lo Shem Chag Nasis. But again, what makes these less than ideal Sukkas is because it's not L'Shem Chag. So we say all this Brisa says that Rakvash, these four sukkahs of Rakvash, are all kosher. And then it continues with a fifth sentence, and sukkah mikom makom is also kshera. And here as well, there's a mikom after the Rakvash, we have a mikom makom da'afilu pachas me'elu, which is going to mean what? V'hainu hanach del'el. And the mikom makom of the second Brisa is going to come to be marba. The four of Ganvach. Each Brisa thinks that the four cases it lists are better, and the other Brisa says the other four cases are somehow substandard and don't have what the Maila that these have. Can the first come on? The high Tanach Hashiva way, Hani, we'll see, the Gemara's going to explain this. The Hani Chalani Mishum Disraelim Ninu B'chayav Mesukka U'im Sukkos M'rach Sheyosu Migan Sukkos Ganvach Goyim Noshim Be'ema Kusim She'in Chayav Mesukka. The Maila of Rakvash will be, as Gemara will soon say, because it has a, it was made for people who are Shaykh to the Mitzvah Sukkah. So now, we have the Sukkos Rakvash, and it talks about four cases, and then the Kol Makom. And then again concludes with the same words, Vachtem Sukhachas Kilchasa. And here as well, the Gemara queries my Kilchasa. And again, as we explained before, why do you have to tell me, state the obvious, you need Hilchas Shach. Of course, every Sukkah needs Hilchas Shach. And the answer is Amav Chizda, Vahusha Sal Vitzel. Again, plug in what we had before in the Rashi. According to Rashi's Pshat, again, we'll see other Pshatim eventually. Rashi's Pshat is, it has to be Vitzel, as opposed to what? Vitznius. And how would you know from the way that the schach is there, how much schach you have? And even though it's not Rishay Mitzvah, it's okay if it was Litzel. And then we have the Sukkah Mikol Makom of the second Braisa, La Suyimai, La Suke, Sukkas Ganvach. So the second Braisa looks at Ganvach as less of a kosher Sukkah than Rakvash. And the Chiddush is that's good as well. So Mark explains, what are the two sides here? What is the first braisa, see Ganvach is better, and we're marbeh Rakvash under the heading Sukkah Mikol Makom, and the second braisa is the opposite, the other way around, says the Gemara. Hai Tana de Ganvach, the first braisa that counts Ganvach and then throws in Mikol Makom for the Rakvash, Alim Alei Ganvach, Mishum de Kvi. Because there's a maila in the Sukkah of Ganvach over Rakvash, in that the Ganvach Sukkahs have more of a sense of Kvius to them. The Katana Mikol Makom Asri Rakvash the Lo Kvi. What do you mean Lo Kvi? The ones that are used for the Shomrim, they're not as permanent. Iri says they move around. Rashi says it also, right? Alima Chashuva LaHachshir Sukkah Rakvash Lo Kvi Po'amim Ro'en Kan Po'am Ro'en Kan Kishachu Es Amira. When they finish pasturing here, they have to go to another area to pasture. Chin Kayatsim Kishiyavshu. When the figs get dry, Hochin Lehem. The Sosin Sukkasim, it gets demolished, so it's less Kavua. That's the reason why maybe you would think that would not be good. But let's understand. I mean, Sukkah is always Diras Arai, so what's the difference, really? What's the difference? But the low Kavi, I mean, every time you have a Sukkah, it's only 7 days, and tell me here it's going to be less than 7 days. Pashtas, they could be eating pasture for 2 weeks also, the sheep, right? Why is it a chesaron v'lo kvi? No, tell me again, what's the difference? But that's typical by a classic sukkah. So then, that's the din, see, because Diras Arai. Here we're already talking about a sukkah that by its very definition is substandard. It's not l'shem mitzvah. And now you want to let it be kosher anyway. So you might think that how far does that go? We can allow a sukkah to be kosher, even though it wasn't l'shem mitzvah sukkah, as long as there's some level of kvius. And the fact that it's so arai, that it's gonna, you know, again, if it's a sukkah's mitzvah, then the arai of 7 days is sufficient. But the fact that here it's already lacking the sukkah's mitzvah quality, so then the fact that it's low kvi makes it worse than the case of the ganvach, which has more of a kvius. So that's why you would think maybe that the hechsher wouldn't apply in the case of rakvash. And the other way, v'haytan de rakvash, alim alei rakvash. Why the bnei chiyuvanim? It means that the people that the sukkah was made for in the Rakvash, these are all Jews. So they're all shaykh, there's a shaykhis to the mitzvah sukkah by virtue of the people that it was made for. So you would think that in the case of the sukkah that's not the Shem mitzvah, and it's made for people that are not shaykh mitzvah sukkah, that's more mufka from being called a mitzvah. At least it is shaykh to the people are shaykh to mitzvah sukkah, that's also good enough. But if they're not shaykh to mitzvah sukkah at all, then that cannot count for mitzvah sukkah, for kosher sukkah. That's why he includes the mikom makom, even the ganvach cases. So l'chor we have here, again, we have the two braises, ganvach, rakvash. We have the basic qualification. Even though it's not l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you still need to have l'shem tzel, that's shitas rashi, l'shem tzel, not l'tznius. Misuchechas kilchasa, and that's the definition of a sukkah, and that's good enough. When you have a sukkah's mitzvah, we said that's the l'chor pasha, that's called a sukkah because of that. Questions? I don't remember anymore. Okay, Isaac.
Yeah,
No, yeah.
Is there any difference within within Rakbash? Because they seem like Rakbash are made, if you would assume more that Rakbash would be made mitzel, because Rashi keeps pointing out that they're besada, they're for the rowing it's besada, for the, you know, boarding it's the shomrei. Here they're all outdoors and they're all, you know, for outdoor purposes. But for the ganbach, it doesn't seem like, you know, it needs to be mitzel. You could make it and not mitzel. You could make it the ashtaros karnayim. But it sounds like Rakbash would never that.
So I mean, again, you're asking that why would you think it would be litznius by the case of Rakbash? If they're out in the field anyway, wouldn't it naturally be a protection for the sun?
That's the women weaving or those things. I feel like
that could be
makes more sense.
That could
for
be privacy.
But for Rakbash, it doesn't make so much sense.
It's a good question. It's a good question. In other words, why would you think that it would just be litznius if seemingly shepherds need protection from the sun? They need litznius. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they have to. Maybe, you know. No. Here, you're right. In other words, why would you have more reason to think naturally that it's going to be, you know, litzel than the ganbach cases? I hear it's a good point. I don't know. Anyone have any thoughts? It's a good question. But l'maisa, the pshat is nothing, it can't be anything else than what we said. It's not. It's the same Rav Chisda, the same statement, same pshat. I mean, Rashi didn't say anything, so it's obvious that Rashi is learning the pshat of before. But this idea that we suggested, go ahead.
Yeah. Why would I think Ganbach is worse than Rakbash? Because the people aren't made.
In other words,
because they're not fired.
Yes. In other words, it's true. It's not l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but at least you should say that the people for which the sukkah was constructed have a shaykhus to the mitzvah sukkah.
Okay,
so then that could be good enough.
Beis Hillel is Beis Hillel. He doesn't care. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need. Why would I think it's any worse? Like, it doesn't need to be have any shaykhus. It doesn't need to be l'shem anything.
Don't need l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but here it was. But just as we noted before, when you make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you don't need to have man l'tzel because it has a shem sukkah, because of the fact that you're doing it for the mitzvah. If you're not doing it for the mitzvah, then it has to be called a sukkah because of the l'shem tzel. Now maybe you'll say, if I didn't do it l'shem mitzvah, what gives it the shem sukkah? Not just the fact you did litzel, it's litzel, and it's for people who have a shaykhus to the mitzvah sukkah. That defines itself as a sukkah. If the sukkah was constructed for people who have a shaykhus to the mitzvah sukkah, that's called a sukkah. That's called a sukkah. If it's designed for people who have no shaykhus to the mitzvah sukkah, then the sukkah is not defined as a mitzvah sukkah, kamash mu'an that it is. I think it's still, why would you come up with such a slur? Sale, you have at least a pasuk of Rav Zeira. Here, like, why would you assume that you need?
It makes it more mokra, so if anything, maybe
it's more self-defining.
We
have to see. Look, we didn't learn Daf Tes yet, but it could be that the definition of Sukkah Zachad maybe for Beis Hillel will be like self-defining in some way. You don't have to dafka have in mind l'shem chag. Memela, if you made a sukkah, that memela is designated for sukkah. It defines itself as sukkah. Maybe you'll argue that it's only such if it's constructed for people who are shaykh to the mitzvah, then it's more easy to self-define it as a sukkah chag, even if you didn't yourself do it for that reason. But it's the people that you made it for are shaykh to the mitzvah, so then the sukkah can take on its, you know, its status as a sukkah mitzvah. Maybe like that.
Self doesn't need it at all.
I understand, but it doesn't need it means you don't have to have the formal designation, because the designation could happen by itself. Now you have to know the kamash malan is. Not because it could be not because it's defining itself. It's because you don't have. You just need to be called a sukkah. You know, be called sukkah's mitzvah. Could be Yaakov. Yeah.
What's the concern that we said that Rakbash has? That's not aside from kvi. That's not kvi.
No, the chesaron is that's lo kvi. That's what the Gemara says. The chesaron that it's not l'shem mitzvah. That's the given.
L'shem chag.
L'shem chag, not l'shem
mitzvah.
When it's a sukkah mitzvah, then it could be arai only 7 days, and that's sukkah mitzvah. But when already you're talking about a sukkah that's not l'shem mitzvah, so within the context of a sukkah that's not l'shem mitzvah, then the low kvi gives us is more of a problem.
Even though it doesn't mean to be l'shem mitzvah.
In German, isn't it? Yes, I mean, you generally say you need
some standard.
You need arai b'dafka, usually. So like,
it'll be less than arai somehow. It'll be less. Sukkah's mitzvah, even arai for 7 days is good enough. Sukkah that's not mitzvah, but you wanted to count the sukkah's mitzvah, maybe even an arai of 2 weeks, maybe. Because it could be also because it's constantly being demolished, Rashi says, you know, I mean, here, maybe I'll put it differently, maybe I'll say a little better than before. By sukkah's mitzvah, 7 days is what it's for. After 7 days, memela, it's no shaykhis to the mitzvah. So of course it's going to, it's not nogeya what's going to be after 7 days. It's not shaykh to sukkah. So it's 7 days is what it is. Here, to the extent of what it's functioning as, the function is not limited to sukkah. The function is, you know, to be there for, you know, for, to be in the field. And because being in the field is only for a certain amount of time, it's going to be demolished after that, it's going to be taken apart, it's going to move. So therefore, within the construct of what it is, it's arayidik. Here, for what it is what it is. It's for sukkah's mitzvah for the 7 days. Here, it's, we're not talking about the context of sukkah. So in the context of what it is, there's natural arai quality to it, and maybe that wouldn't be good enough for sukkah. In terms of the vart itself, that we said that when you have a sukkah's mitzvah, that, like from the tzib, we said from the tzib, then you don't need, you know, you don't have to worry about the problem that it's nius, that's not letzel. Seemingly, I think this could also help to understand a comment of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham back on Sukkas Hayotzrim, the Pnimis. We started with that case. What's the problem of the Pnimis? According to Rashi, what's the problem with the inner sukkah? It's not nikkur as a yeshiva sukkah. This talked a little bit yesterday about this question. Nikkur for who? You guys were asking me yesterday. So listen to this Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says on Tafei Shlamid Vav, Sid Beis, that's the case of Yotzek Licheres, and he brings the Pshat of Rashi, the Machaber. Yotzek Licheres, Yeshko Beis Sukkah, Zufnim, Zuv, Asak Deirosa, Bifnimis, Umochem, Bachitzona, Pnimis, Eino Yotze Licha, Sukkah, Kim Shehi, Dirasa, Koashana, Eino Nikar, Shedar, Balashay, Mitzvah. It doesn't say Eino Sukkah, it says Eino Yotze De Sukkah, we noted that. Vachitzona, Yotze, Bar, Shabe, Eino Darba, Koashana. Okay, small, short Magen Avraham. Eino nikker. Sok to Magen Avraham, v'im higbiya aschach v'chaza v'hinicho shari, k'ma shekasu b'tzim tefei shlamet aleph. There's a simple solution, he says. Pick it up, pick up the schach and put it back down. Now, you're living here all year, this pattern is living here all year, if the problem is defined as the Shulchan Aruch learns, al derech Rashi. The problem is defined as it's not nikkur as yeshiva sukkah. So you're not yotzei sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, but what could you do? Pick up the schach and put it back down. No, ask me. Somebody from the outside would see you sitting in the sukkah and sukkah. Is it nikkur yeshiva so? What changed? So you picked up the schach, you put it back down. What have you accomplished? The chesaron, the rabbanon, he said in Rashi, that yeshiva is not nikeres. How is it solved? They ask this in the Magen Avraham. How is it solved? By picking up the schach and putting it back down. Now maybe we have an approach. Why? Well, once you create a new sichach, l'shem chag, ein l'cha yeshiva nikeres, yose mizeh. I don't care what other people think or say. It's yeshiva, it's an asiyas sukkah, l'shem chag. I made the sukkah new. So what do I care? What do I care what people say? Who knows? I'm sitting. I'm sitting in a sukkah's mitzvah. I made the sukkah for mitzvah. That's yeshiva nekeres. What do I care? What you didn't know what I did? It's not a problem. Just as we're saying over here, to the extent that there's a real sukkah l'shem mitzvah, there's no requirement that has to be with sale. It's a sukkah because it's a Hashem sukkah because I made it a Hashem sukkah. I don't make a Hashem sukkah, then I have to start having at least the definition of sukkah by virtue of the tzel. Similar vein over here. The problem in Rashi in the first case is that it's not nikkur yeshivasa. You're here all year round. Okay, so that remains a problem now. But Rabbanan, we said, but once you make a new asiyah, so that's it. That's the best. Have a sukkah. I made it for a sukkah. No, the chesar disappears. No problem anymore. The problem of any shvasa nikeres is because you've been here all year round, nothing's changed, and now you're here on sukkahs. So that's the problem of any that it's not a sukkah because it's not nikkur as a yeshiva. Once I create a sukkah out of this, so that's the yeshiva. That's yeshiva sukkah. I'm sitting in the sukkah's mitzvah. That's the hecker. I'm sitting in the sukkah's mitzvah. Seemingly, that could be the pshat. Isaac, yeah.
The way Rebbe's explaining that, the problem of Nikaris falls away. But is it possible that from the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, the Nikaris is on the person himself? Because who's there when he's picking up the schach? It's just him. So for him, now that he picks up the schach and he puts it down, it's Nikaris.
Let's say someone else picked it up.
It would still be Nikaris for him.
If
he knows that
he knows about it.
He didn't know that happened.
The hecker is for him. The hecker will be the thing. I could say it that way too, maybe.
Also, if the hecker is for others, what would you want him to do if the hecker is for others?
Put it aside. Okay, I hear. So then how could you solve it otherwise?
It's never going to be allowed to be a servant.
I understand. Okay, so maybe it's always a problem. Maybe it's not solvable. Maybe the Magen Avraham is a chiddush that he says it would be kosher. Maybe a penimis ain't a sukkah, and it remains that way. You can't use it. I don't know. But that could be the answer. Once it becomes a mitzvah, a sukkah's mitzvah, then everything is fine. He's saying because it's nikkur for you. What is the Tosas Sukkas Kusin? What does Tosas talk about? The specific issue about Kusin, and this is in the Rakvash. Kohanach de kachashiv hacha amar b'shmaitin de rabbanei chiyuvaninu. So what is the common denominator of the Sukkas Rakvash? Is that these people are not b'nei chiyuv as opposed to the ganvach cases where, the other way around. So this is ganvach. I take it back. This is the rakvash case are b'nei chiyuv. Sukkas ganvach are the people. This is goyim, nashim, behema, and kusim. Right? These are the first four. Is la b'nei chiyuv. That's what comes out from the Gemara. And why do we now Tosfot harps on kusim? Why are kusim called la b'nei chiyuv? Because sava gevi arayas hein. Gevi arayas means that they were Megayer. The history of the Kusim was that they were relocated by Sancheiriv into a place in Eretz Yisrael. They came from Kusa, and then they were put into the Shomron, and then they were lions that were unleashed, and then they got scared, and they were Megayer. So we say Geir Arayis, saying they're just called Geir Arayis, they're not real Geirim. Tosfos has a kasha from the Gemara in Yevamos. V'had ha'amar pek sheni the Yevamos that chavdalet on the base. The Echad Geri Arroyos. The Echad Geri Chalomo. Somebody came in a dream to someone and said he should be Megayer. That's what Rashi says here. Halacha Kulam Geirim. So there's a Shiloh there. What do we consider that to be Geirim? So not Maskan is, it counts as Geirim. So Rashi tells us, the Geri Arroyos here don't mean Kusin. That case over there is Hanimikshin, is Geirim Lugamri. There was a real Geirim. Abel Geri Kusin. It says in the pasuk in Malachim about what happened there. Ksiv b'sefer Malachim, es Hashem hayu yireim, es Eloheim hayu ovdin. They on the outside they were fearing God, but they were still worshiping their own gods. They were afraid of Hashem because of the lions, but they were serving Avodah Zarah. So that is the reason why Geri Arayis in that Gemara is not referring to Kusim, but people who really end up they were motivated by the Arayis, but then they embraced with full heart. Umanda Amar Geri Kusim Geri Emes. Same, there's a Shita Tanoyim that Kusim Al Geri Emes. Kasaber the Achakach Nitkinu. Then they ended up ultimately really Mimakabel Hakadosh Baruch Hu and accepting mitzvahs. Rashi there seems to hold differently. Rashi says Geri Arayos Kigon Kusim. The Sibesef Melachim. So you have to know, according to Rashi, this kasha would have to be addressed. Rashi there, I noticed. Geri Arayos Kigon Kusim. The Sibesef Melachim. And he quotes the pasuk Vinisgairu. So then Yachor, this kasha would come back. These cases of ganvach, they both say. So they're made, these sukkahs, who made these sukkahs? Sukkahs goyim. It's made for goyim, right? Sukkahs nashim, it's made for the women to use, right, when they're weaving, let's say. Behema, who made it? A person made it, presumably, right? For animals. Kusim, it was made for Kusim. But seemingly there's an indication, it's really based off of a Gemara in Menachos, but Rekiv Eger sends us to a Tosis in Gittin. It's interesting. They seem to take this Gemara to refer to a case that, at least by Sukkot, spoke about Goyim, Nashim, that was made by women, was made by Goyim. The sukkah was made. The Gemara has here in Gittin the psul for a non-Jew to make tefillin. Because if you have the mitzvah of tefillin, then you're kosher to write tefillin. Ksavtam is going on mezuzah, but we darshin is going on ksivas tefillin. So therefore, kosher ain't a bikshira, ain't a bikshiva. So you notice Rabbi Kiva Eger here, right on our Gemara, Tanur Gadvach, Ayin Gittin, and Heyam Beis, Tosis Yimaschel Kol. What is the Tosis? Diba Maschel Kosher, Yeshno Bikshira, Yeshno Bikshiva. Says Tosis, Mikan Omer Ben Otam, from this Gemara that has a miut, that Goyim cannot write fillin, Rabbeinu Tam said, the Ein Isha Ogedes Lulav. So too, this would be true not just by mitzvahs tefillin, but a woman is pater for mitzvahs lulav, because why? It's mitzvah is not grama. Tefillin as well, you know, the turim. And therefore, a woman cannot put together the dalad minim. V'osa tzitzis. A woman couldn't make tzitzis, she's pater from tzitzis. Kima delo mifkida. V'ein nira, Tosa says, he doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds like there's a special miut that goyim can make tzitzis. Mechal de ishak shera. One kashatos has this from a Gemara that says that goyim have a special miut not to make tzitzis. Sounds like a woman can make tzitzis. Ve'amina nami sukas ganvach. Here comes another kash. Another raya against Rabbeinu Tam. Sukas ganvach kshera beperikam de sukkah. What is Tosis 1? And you have another raya against Rabbeinu Tam because Sukkah's Ganvach Shera. What is Tosis saying? Sukkah's Ganvach Shera. What does that do with anything? Tosis assumes Sukkah's Ganvach includes Nashim. He's the one who made the Sukkah. Where did Tosis get that idea? Menachos Daf Mem Beis. This drasha comes up again, the Okshatam Chsavtam, in a larger context in terms of Mila. Most discussing when you can make brachos, when you make a bracha, a birchas mitzvah, on like a, maybe a hechsher mitzvah when you don't, and various cases of bracha. And the Gemara says in connection to that, it could be dependent on whether it's kasha b'avdi kochavim or not. So the Gemara says, initially such a rule that maybe kol mitzvah shekshera b'akum b'Yisrael ein tzarech levarech, if the mitzvah could have been made by we're talking about the making a bracha on the manufacturing of the chefzer shel mitzvah, let's say, also migo also, but so if it's kasha about akum b'Yisrael in tzarech avarech kol mitzvah shepsula ba'akum b'Yisrael tzarech avarech uklalahu, is it really true? Harim mila dekshir above the kachavim, and yet we make a bracha on mila. The Gemara says no, but Rav holds that there's no, they can make a, that is possible by a guy to do bris mila. Fine. The Gemara says as follows. So it's a machokas whether mila can be done with a goy or not. The Gemara says, sukkah misayayalei, tefillin have it teyufte. This rule that we talked about, in terms of a bracha, whether you make a bracha, should depend on whether it's kasha ba'akum or not. So we'll look a raya from sukkah and a kasha from tefillin. We want this the raya from sukkah. Hare sukkah de ksher ba'ov de kachavim. Sukkah is ksher ba'ov de kachavim, de sanya. Sukkahs of de kachavim, sukkahs nashim, sukkahs behema, sukkahs kusim. Sukkah mikom bakum kshera. Vachitim sukkahs kilchasa. Now it's more quotes ganvach. So you see sukkahs ksher ba'ov de kachavim, ubi Israel, ein sarach avarech, and yet when you make a sukkah, there's no bracha nasiyas a sukkah, only shachiyanu, but no bracha nasiyas a sukkah. That's what we need, that's for our purposes. The Gemara has a few lines here that you see that ksher b'ov de kachavim, and yet there's no bracha on the asiyah. So what's the case that you see sukkahs ksher b'ov de kachavim? Sukkahs ganvach. What do you see from the Gemara? That when it says sukkahs goyin, what does it mean? The goyin made the sukkah. So one thing is, so seemingly, first of all, you have to know, ganvach, goyim made the sukkah, nashim made the sukkah. Next, kusim made the sukkah. What's the days? Behema made the sukkah. Okay, and what's the and that's the, and what's the, okay? So there you see it. There you have it. Coming close is Gemara. Yeah. And what's the L'shem sale? Where's going to be the L'shem sale? If the Bema made the sukkim, you can find a case. But what, where's the L'shem sale? So I don't know how you could work it out by Bema. The Meiri just says, you know, the case is that it was made for them. Now, okay, so apparently there's a mashmos in the Gemara that the case is that the woman made the sukkah, the guy made the sukkah. But I think it's, and then you have to deal with this, the implications in terms of Rabbeinu Tavshita. If someone is not part of the mitzvah, so can they be making the chetzishal mitzvah? And that's an interesting Indian. Maybe we'll talk at the beginning of the year. Tomorrow, we'll more about it. This is an interesting aside point. But does this mean that the chidush of Ganvach has to do with the fact that a woman can make a sukkah, even though she's not b'chal the mitzvah, and that goy can make the sukkah? No. And I think that really the pshat is, again, that it was made for goy. That's for sure. There's no two ways about it. The only reason why the Gemara says this is because Gemara holds mistama. Look, if it's made for nashim, it's made for goyim, so who's making the sukkah? Yisraelim are the contractors making the sukkah for goyim. Mistama, it was made for goyim. The goyim are making it for themselves. So the assumption is, from the Gemara Menachos, for example, that it was sukkah's goyim. The goyim made it. And the Gemara and Tosas would have assumed, kishem, that that's the case by goyim. So sukkah's nashim, it could be. They were made for women. The women made it also. They're involved. They made their own hut for the weaving. So it's not that, it doesn't change anything in terms of the reading of our Gemara. In terms of the chidush of our Gemara of Ganvach, it all has to do with the way we write the sugya. It's not l'shem mitzvah, but it still has to be l'shem tzel, and it's made for people who are not shaykh to the mitzvah, and that's the chidush of Ganvach over Ganvach. All that is true. But meanwhile, there's a side point. Meanwhile, who made the sukkah? So the assumption could be, and that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, and Tosus over there again seems to be saying, that if it's sukkah made for Nashin, made for Goyim, then the stuff of the people who are osik in it were the people who it was made for. And then you have to deal with the implications for the Gemara and for what Tosus has to say.